Amen, amen. Well, I traded in the pulpit for a week. We're going to see how this works. I traded in the pulpit. We're going to keep it over there just for a minute. I like the table and chairs. You know, I'm going to try something a little different today. Are you guys okay with a little change? It's not big. It's not a big change. It's not like we're throwing the pulpit in the dumpster. Don't worry. We're not doing that. That pulpit will come back and roll over here, I'm sure, soon. But I want to do this a little different. I want to give a little different type of feel today, what the Lord has me to share about. And it's a good thing. So, you know, the Lord's been doing a lot of great things in us, hasn't he? Yes. A lot of good things. If he's not been doing great things in you, you have not been watching or you have not been listening, because he's doing some great things. Even though some seasons are tougher than others. There's no doubt about that. There's some seasons that are like, whew, this is a tough season. But there are some seasons that are tougher than others. But I'll tell you one thing, the Lord is so good through them all. All right. The church bells are ringing. I love it. Remember, if someone calls you, I get to answer it. I'm just saying. I get to answer the phone. And I mean, we've done it before. We'll do it again. We love it. I mean, this is my Father's house. If you can't be comfortable here, then where are you going to be comfortable? I mean, really. Really. So, amen. But yeah, I just want to talk about a few things this morning. And, you know, where we've been and, you know, there's a lot of things that the Lord really put on my heart for this sermon. And let's go to Romans 13. So we're going to Romans 13. And some of y'all might be like, oh, this is interesting. Some of you will be surprised that Romans 13 is there. This might be the first time you're like, wow, okay, I didn't know this was in here. But Romans 13. And before we start reading, you know, we just had some elections. We had some people that were elected as president and House of Representatives, Senate, you know, local government as well. And I just want to encourage us that we are supposed to be of a heavenly kingdom, aren't we? We're about to be our Father's business. And that doesn't mean we should just be like, oh no, we should be in the world but not of it. But do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And I want to really challenge us with some things. You know, we had some people that were in politics that are going to be stepping out, some new people coming in. And I'm not up here to do a political debate. I'm not up here to say, hey, this party's right, this party's wrong, or anything like that. I mean, you know that Jesus' party is always right.
That's right.
Is it true? And if we're called to love, it doesn't matter which person you voted for. We're still called to love. We're called to not divide. We're called to unite. We're called to share the love of Jesus. And I will say that as a church as a whole, in this last election, these last things that were going on, the church hasn't been too good as a whole. We just have not been as loving. We've been kind of divisive. Now, I'm not saying this church in particular, but I'm saying church as a whole has not, we've not been as loving as we can be. We've been more about our agendas and different things like that, which, you know, there are certain things that are good, of course, you know, certain things we support. But I just want to make sure that, you know, the heart here at CLCC's leadership is that we're there to reach out, you know. We might not always agree on certain things, and that's okay. You know, there's some things that I might be very different in supporting than somebody else, and that can be through life experience, that can be through different things. But we want to make sure that we love most importantly, because that's what God calls us to do. He says, you will know my disciples by their love. And if we're not loving, what are we doing, you know? I mean, that's what Jesus says. And love the Lord your God with all your mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Who is my neighbor? Well, people beside me. People that ask you for sugar or cinnamon at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, those people, you know. And then you're supposed to love your enemies. Oh, man, come on. But that person didn't vote the way you were supposed to. Well, you know, it's not your enemy. I'm just saying you're supposed to love them. And if they curse you, you're supposed to bless them. That's a whole other story. You know, I mean, the church as a whole hasn't done so well with that. But I believe that this house here, moving forward, we can do a great job with that. I believe we can do a great job with that. We can love people where they are. You know, And if they have some things that aren't the same, you know, that's okay. Let God deal with that. Let God change their hearts. As we saw about, I was preaching, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago, we talked about dirt evangelism with Todd White. And the guy gave Todd White his vape. And he said, this is my last vice. And Todd White says, this is only the goodness of God can do this. Only the goodness of God can bring out true repentance. Not that vaping is horribly bad, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the guy used to lean on this as a vice, and he wanted to give this away and let the Lord do great things in him. And when we get rid of those vices and we rely on the Lord, that makes so much more a room and so much more that God can do in us. Amen? So, Romans 13, let's go there. 13:1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. Oh, is that in the Bible? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. For there is no authority except the which God has been established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Some of y'all might not have knew that Romans 13 was in there. I'm telling you, it's kind of like, oh, man. Now, what I am not saying is if we build a great golden statue in any political person's power and they call us to worship that, then, you know, we're not supposed to be worshiping. We get that. We're not into a Daniel or a Shadrach, Meshach type of Abednego type of thing. That's not what that's saying. It's saying we should be subject to that. And I want to encourage you, read Romans 13. See how we're supposed to act as Christians. Because when you see Jesus come in to the world, to the Hebrews, they were enslaved by the Romans. And yet Jesus did not do anything to combat the Romans nor their authority. Actually, he healed people. He healed a Roman general. He healed his enemies. The Romans and the Israelites did not get along very well. He even healed them. So what I want to make sure that we're going over, make sure I want to go over is that these authorities have been put there by the Lord. And if they've been ordained by him for this such a time as this, and that means ones that were in there in the past and ones that will be there in the future. So, I mean, and if we're making fun of some of these things or really tearing down our leaders, then we're not acting like we should. Is it true? You know, some people, I've heard some people joke about, you know, our current president, Joe Biden, you know, but I will and talk about what his physical things were and his ailments were, and he does have some, and it's very sad that he does, but how many of you know if that was your uncle, he would be on your prayer list instead of your most not-so-good lists. So we can do this, church. We can. I want to encourage you. I'm not trying to shame anyone or blame anyone for any of that stuff. No, what I'm looking for is to call us into love, to call us into going after these people and pray for our authorities because they need it. There's going to be a lot of decisions our current administration has made, new administration is going to be in that we're not going to get to see all the facts. We're not going to get to see what's really going on sometimes. And we're like, all right, Lord, we need to pray that, you know, they make the right call. They make the right choices. Because we as American people, we don't know everything that goes on. We don't. We like to. Boy, we love to know what everything's going on, don't we? We like to. That news is runs 24/7. Man, we got 67,000 channels of news now. It feels like. But let me just tell you, we want to encourage, we want to build up, we want to pray for those in authority, we want to pray for our leaders. And I mean, and just because we see two different sides of the coin doesn't mean it's wrong. So let me get Andrew up here. I always like picking on Andrew. I like picking on Andrew. Andrew is one of my fun ones to pick on. Not because he's, you know, he's easy to pick on, but because he's a good guy. You raised him good, Mama and Dad. You raised him good. So, and maybe this helps out a little bit. Let me give you a little bit of what's going on. Have a seat. Thank you. How's it going, Andrew? So I have a $20 here. Okay? So a $20, I have it right here. So you tell me what you see. You tell me what you see. Just tell me what you see right there on that 20 cent. The White House? Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, tell me what else you see.
I see some bushes and trees.
Are you bushes and trees?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, what else do you see?
I see American flag.
American flag. Okay. Are you sure you have your glasses on?
No.
Okay. Okay, he does have his glasses on. Well, that's okay. It's okay. See, it's funny because when you look at this side of the dollar bill, it's all there, correct? When you see there's some bushes, there's the White House, you know. There's in God we trust, there's a lot of things. But when you look on this side of the dollar bill, it's very different, isn't it? Very different. And it's amazing. Yet this $20 bill is worth $20, would you say? Yes, it's definitely worth $20. But even though Andrew sees certain things, I see other things. And now that doesn't make us enemies, does it, Andrew? Hopefully not.
No.
It doesn't. Good. I'm glad it doesn't make us enemies. So, but I see things a little bit different than you. But that doesn't mean he's wrong, because he sees it, and it has the same value. So what I want to encourage you, you can take that for your tip. All right, there you go. You're welcome. Yeah, have a nice day. Yeah. Hey, everyone for you? That's why I've been on the younger guy. They need money. They need money. He's in college. Give him. He needs gas money. Come on. So I got to pick on some of you guys. You're like, hey, I want money too. You know, we might get a whole bunch of people come in next week. Hey, I want some money too. You give free money, you know? But how many of you know, sometimes we look at things as Christians and we see part of it, but we don't see the whole picture, do we? That's why we have to be careful. It's funny because when we talk about people not seeing the whole picture, it reminds me of the rich young ruler in Matthew 19. And he was like, Jesus, what do I need to do to enter your kingdom? What am I to do to be saved, to do all these wonderful things? And he's like, well, have you done this, this, and this? And the guy's like, yeah, I did all this. I lived my life. I did all these things. I've done perfect since I was a young lad. And then, I mean, he was focused on the right things. He was focused on the right things. He upheld the commandments. He upheld the law. And then Jesus looked at him and said, go sell everything. Give it to the poor, and then come follow me. And even though the guy wasn't wrong by what he did, he wasn't looking at the right things. Church, we just have to be careful sometimes that we're not focusing on things and making it all about those certain things. There's a lot of things in this word there's a lot of things of truth in this word. And sometimes we can get caught up on some of the truths that we think are very important, but maybe they aren't quite as important as what it is. Amen? I mean, if we really look to see what's on God's heart, relationship is the most important thing. It's all about relationship. For why would Christ, die and come down to earth to die for us and forgive us of our sins, be the ultimate sacrifice, if he didn't want to have relationship with us? Now, in that relationship, there's a lot of things that he talks about in this word. But we want to make sure that we're following the right things. Now, would you say, hey, Pastor Van, do you know all the truths of the Bible? No, I do not. I'm just telling you that right now. And then you might say, Pastor Van, do you think you're right on every one of those truths? And I would say, no. There is always room for me to grow. There's always room for me to learn about what God wants to do in my heart and what he wants to do during different seasons. Some truths are going to be more illuminated in certain seasons than others. And we have to be careful, church, that we don't get so set on those five things, those five truths that we believe, and forget all the other truths. We have to be willing to go the whole way. It says, and Paul would say, I'm paraphrasing it, but if he says, if a Roman asks you to walk a mile with their armor, walk two. And that was a big thing. We're called to go the extra mile with people. And, regardless, all life is precious. All life is precious. So if we're willing to walk with people in this life that we have to be able to walk with them from conception all the way till after death. And we have to care for people. It's not just one part of it, or it's not just another part of it. We have to be willing to care for the whole person. And then after the death, do we care for the widows and orphans after that? So I want to encourage us to make sure we're pursuing all truth, pursuing what the Lord really wants us to do. And Jesus loves us all. Man, Jesus loves us all, doesn't he? Doesn't he love us? Doesn't it feel so good? Feels so good to say, hey, I have a creator that loves me enough, that died for me, and that wants to see me do well in life, but also wants to partner with me to live this life and then share all eternity with him as well. No other religion offers that. Some other religions offer, hey, yeah, you can be with us for all eternity, but you've got to set rules and regulations here, and if you don't measure up, psh, that's it, you're done. But we get to have a relationship with our loving Father, and we get to see him do things on our behalf, which these other gods, these other cults, other religions don't have that. So what I want to do today is I just want to encourage us to love, to keep loving. Don't get caught up on certain things, but let's love. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to agree with everything. And there are some things I don't agree with. But don't let your disagreements turn into fighting, bickering, or even hatred towards people. Let's love. Let's do it well. I mean, Jesus was the most perfect person in the world. He was. And they still killed him. I mean, really. I mean, we're going to have some people that are going to come against us and things like that. And that's fine. Some people, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. You know, we don't wrestle against that person because that person is evil. No, we wrestle against the principality and power that has confused them, that has made their minds think a certain way because experiences that, or the devil has lied to them in certain ways. That's not true. We want to help people. We want to encourage people. We want to be a light. But also, we also want to say, hey, Jesus, you know what? They're struggling in this area. We help them in that area. It's not me to judge. It's not for me to do things. But if they are struggling in some area, can't we walk with them? Can't we help them? Can we? I mean, really? I mean, there's certain people out there that, you know, they get that one-time repentance, and that's it. They never struggle with that thing ever again. And it's amazing. And that's awesome. I love hearing deliverances and things that happen like that. But that's not always how it happens. Sometimes you have to walk with someone for a few years. And then they get really in the point where they are delivered, where they're walking out, those habits stop, and they've formed new habits, and they really start going after God and really give away those vices to him. And then there are other people that are just drowning in that habit. They're just drowning in that stuff. And sometimes we have to really work with them. Hey, let's do this one day by day. Let's do this week by week. We can do this. Let's go after. Let's pray. Let me pray for you. Let me continue to encourage you. I'm not here to shame you or slam you or condemn you. I'm here to see God do great things in you because you're called for purpose. I'm calling out destiny. I'm calling out the goodness of God in your life. Can we do that, church?
Yes.
Let's do that. So right now, I just want to pray as we move into who has already been elected, who is being newly elected. I want to pray for the whole leadership of that, the whole administration for that. And I just want to do an overwhelming prayer. I like overwhelming prayers because that means God's going to do some amazing things. Can we just bow our heads and let's pray right now? Father, we just thank you right now that you have such great plans for President Biden, President Kamala. Father, we thank you right now for all the other senators in the House and the leaders in the House, Father, in the Senate, Father, and our school board. We have a lot of people in all those areas and authority. Father, we ask, God, that you would just show your love towards them, Father. Lord, and more than love, you'd give them wisdom for them to finish out their terms well, Father. Lord, that they would be able to see the truth, Father. They would see your truth. They'd see your name, Father, above all. And Lord, we're not praying that just because we want to see our things done, Father. We want to see your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want to see your kingdom come, Father, because yours is the most amazing. And you do all things well. You do all things right. So, Father, we just thank you right now for our president and vice president and all those in authority over us. We thank you, Father, for all those people, Father. We just ask, God, that you protect them, that you keep them safe, Father, that you would encourage them, that you'd bless President Biden, Father, that you would just touch his body, oh God, that you would just touch his body right now as we're praying for him. Father, that we'd see him, Father, as who he is, a child of God, as a person that, you know, maybe he knows you, maybe he doesn't. We don't know that very well, Father, but what we do know is that you love him desperately, and you love to see him spend more time with you. So, Father, we just pray right now for all those in the current administration. And, Father, we pray for those in the new coming administration, Father. Lord, we just thank you, God, that you're going to do some great things in this new administration as you've done with the older. And, Lord, you're going to help them with the decisions they need to make. Lord, that the unity would be, it'd be more about unity, Father, than division, because our country has been divided enough. But, Father, Lord, you would just help us with unity. You'd bring us with peace. You'd bring us with love, oh, Father, as we continue on in being here, Father, in this world. Lord, let us be transformed by the renewing of our minds, Father. Give them insight, Father. Give them wisdom as the decisions they make and the ones we have no idea that they're making, Father. Lord, give them wisdom. Give them the discernment of what needs to happen in the lives of our nation, Father. We thank you, Father, that you're going to continue to do great things in this nation. We are so blessed by this nation, God. Father, I mean, we are just so blessed, Father. As if we go to other nations, we can see how amazingly blessed we are. And Lord, we don't take it for granted. We say thank you. Thank you. Let us be a blessing to other nations. Let us be a blessing to our neighbors, Father. Let us be a blessing to all who are in our area of influence, Father. And whether that's kings or whether that's other nations or whether wherever that is or just our neighbors, Father, Lord, let us be that. We thank you, Father, for those in a leadership and authorities over us, Father, as we continue to change culture in a good way. We change it because we love and we want to bring your kingdom here, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, I just want to encourage you folks, you know, continue to pray for your authorities, continue to pray for your governors, your senators, your presidents, the one from this administration and the next. And, you know, if you do have some questions about what the Bible says about it, finish Romans 13. It's very interesting. Like I said, some of these things in there, you're like, wow, it talks about this in the Bible? Yes, it does. And it's not a bad thing. But I just want to encourage us. You know, this was going to be a house that loves people. And we want to truly love like Jesus loved. Amen? Yes. Amen. Well, Pastor Kurt, would you finish off in prayer and close us out?
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.